This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States has delivered a written response to Moscow's security demands on Ukraine and NATO, amid worries that Moscow is planning to invade its neighbor. Speaking at a State Department news conference Wednesday, Blinken said U.S. Ambassador to Moscow John Sullivan handed over the response to Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Alexander Grushko. Blinken said the response won't be made public because the White House believes diplomacy has the best chance to succeed if, he said, we provide space for confidential talks. The State Department has already warned that Russia's top demands are unacceptable. The U.S. and European allies have promised punishing economic and political sanctions if Russia moves its military into Ukraine. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is extending by 3 years Canada's mission to train Ukrainian soldiers. He said Wednesday that he plans to enlarge the operation. Trudeau said he has authorized the military to deploy 60 more personnel to join 200 troops already on the ground, with further capacity to increase that number up to 400. Trudeau said the Canadian mission is intended to support Ukrainian forces so the country can defend its sovereignty, security, and territorial integrity. But he called the mission a training mission and said the Canadian military will be there to advise and assist. He added that the effort also includes a provision of non-lethal equipment, intelligence sharing, and support to combat cyber attacks. Canada's population has more than 1.3 million people with Ukrainian origin. This is VOA News. France and 14 other countries called on the ruling junta in Mali on Wednesday to quickly remedy the situation with Danish forces at a critical time for the country. This comes from a statement published late on Wednesday. Mali's government said Monday it had asked Denmark to immediately withdraw troops deployed to the West African nation as part of a French-led counterterrorism task force. In a statement, the 15 countries said Wednesday they deeply regretted that statement by the Malian transitional authorities, alleging that the Danish contingent in the task force was made without a proper legal basis. The statement said that task force partners are conducting their action in Mali within a robust legal framework agreed upon by Mali's sovereign government. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer has decided to retire, this according to news accounts in Washington. Breyer has served for 27 years as a consistent liberal voice on the country's highest court. His retirement will give President Joe Biden his first chance at filling an open seat on the Supreme Court. Former President Donald Trump appointed three conservatives to the court during his 4 years in office. Those appointments tipped the court's ideological balance sharply to the right. Breyer is expected to remain on the court, at least through the end of its current term in June. An operation by Islamic State to free thousands of the terror group's fighters from a prison in northeastern Syria is over after more than 6 days. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, announced Wednesday they had taken full control of the prison that houses an estimated 4,000 IS fighters. The facility also held about 700 to 850 boys and teenagers from Islamic State families. A spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces told VOA on Wednesday that 250 IS attackers were killed and thousands of the prison's inmates had been recaptured, this according to initial estimates. He said the operation took longer because of the presence of children in the prison, some of whom had been used as human shields by Islamic State members. The spokesman said the SDF is looking into the fate of those children who had been kept in a separate part of the prison. And human rights organizations said Wednesday that Poland's abortion law has had devastating consequences as news broke of another pregnant mother whose death has been blamed on the near total ban. The Catholic country already had one of Europe's most restrictive abortion laws when the Constitutional Court sided with the populist right-wing government to rule that terminations over fetal defects were unconstitutional. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.